What's up, guys? We're back. I do apologize for what the fook just happened. I have no idea what happened. For some reason, my mic went out, but I could hear Chris. He couldn't hear me. You guys could hear him. Then I was coming out upside down, dancing on the ceiling. I don't know what the hell happened, but
Dude, I know what happened. I know
what?
exactly what happened.
What?
Okay? I don't know. I don't know if I should mention it, bro. If I sit there and start talking about this, then I don't want to sit there and end up getting kidnapped
Bill said it.
in the middle of the night.
Bill said it.
Yeah, he did. He did. Yes, he did. You know? Now I'm like petrified now, bro. I'm like, I gotta go look out the window now, see if anybody's. Let me just shut up now before I speak it into existence.
Let me
You
get
know?
the I'm trying to get the chat up real quick.
Yeah.
Know what the hell that was, but let's
Yeah.
just
Anyways, to all the viewers that we had on, to everybody in the chat, apologies, but it seems like the coin scoop is getting censored here for reasons beyond us at this time. So I guess we're gonna have to see what the heck is going on out there, bro. It's pretty scary. It's pretty scary, man. You know?
Where the hell? All right.
You good?
Hold on, let's see. All
And
right.
then on top of that, and then your stream was coming in upside down.
Yeah, no, I don't know what that
So
was
that's kind
about. So we
that's like
lost
sim that's like
All right,
that's symbolism.
Oz is with us. He said, "Welcome back. Send the drones." Yeah, I
Exactly,
know. That's what
bro.
it sounds like. Something's
That's
up.
symbolism, bro.
Whatever
They're
the hell
trying to
that was.
we're talking about crypto. They're trying to turn our worlds upside down, man. You know?
Exactly.
Hence your feed coming in upside down.
Yeah, so
Oh,
definitely apologize about
man.
that. I have no idea what happened because everything went all wrong. Like, I know the mics, something happened with the mics, then all of a sudden the screen just started screaming at me. Something happened and it said, you know a lot like when you get feedback from a microphone and a speaker, it
Yeah.
just did that. And I was like,
But dude,
oh.
listen. Not to be all, you know, not to get sound like a nutcase here, but hey, listen, bro, you'd be surprised with what kind of things, you know, we're talking about hackers and all this stuff.
Yeah, that is
And I
true.
mean, listen, let's not, you know, we're not trying to bash anybody, but
No.
people's computers are vulnerable, man. Networks are vulnerable, right? So again, you know, and I know we talk about it all the time, but you gotta be careful out there, man. Who knows what that was? You know? It wasn't a
Well,
good look, though.
no, it
Wasn't a good
definitely wasn't.
look.
I don't know what the hell it was, but I want to figure out. I want to. Hopefully it doesn't happen again. We'll see, whatever. Oz says, Rise is coming soon. Be first to own the crypto world on it. Yeah,
Yep,
you were just
Rise,
talking about that.
exactly.
That's at the end of the month, right? At the end of November, I should say.
Yeah, it'll be released at the end of November. And like I said, you know, I know you mentioned BitClave, and then I mentioned Munchie, which you were like wanting to smack me for. But at least at the end of the day, at least Munchie has something out there working, and that's useful. You know, BitClave. I mean, let's see something. You know, like I challenge you. You
It's
know,
still,
instead
but it's still in
of.
the works. I mean, I don't want to say it's still in the works. It's you're right, because they're talking about an app and all this stuff, and they don't even have like a prototype or anything. But
Nothing, nothing. Yeah, even just show us a video of it. I mean, have a video that shows people going through the app, at least with Rise and Props. I mean, they're inviting people over to their offices. I'm gonna try to go there next week to see if I get like a little demo of it myself, just to see. You know, I don't know if I'll live stream it. Maybe not. Maybe I don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
whether you live stream it or even just record it, and then we'll play it
Yep.
on the live stream that night here.
That's right. That's right.
You
But
know?
yeah. But yeah, they just a lot of these projects have a long way to go, man. It's just, you know, everybody's throwing their money at something that's not even, like I said before, you know, it's just a promise, an idea, and a white paper, you know. And as I don't know if you caught it before, but we were talking about the interview with Antonio and Ozzy before, which was pretty. I checked out. I'm about halfway in, man. It's good stuff. Good stuff. You know, like I mentioned before with Antonio, it's weird putting somebody's voice to their face. It's pretty funny. You know, this guy looks like
Speaking of that, in news over here in the States, I don't know if Oz heard it, but they said an Australian man paid for his whole house in cash. Well, not cash, in Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
Came up in the feed a few hours ago. That's like the headline, too.
Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people doing that, man. You know?
Yeah.
That's why I said if it ever came down to that with being here, I'm out. I'll leave New York, you know? Because here, you would probably need, like we mentioned yesterday, like 5,000-10,000 Bitcoin for like a little freaking a studio that's half the size of a regular studio, you know?
Yeah.
So
we were just getting to the thick of things before we got
censored.
Connected. What were we talking about? We were talking about BitClay. We talked a little bit about Aphelion.
Yeah.
I lost my whole track of thought with all this mess that was going on.
Yeah, man. We were talking about, again, the lending platforms, man. And I know people, there's a lot of people, like right now, I'm literally in every single one of the popular ones that are out right now, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just kind of like taking a shot in the dark with all of them because, you know, and that's something else that I took from the video from that the interview that these guys had today, you know? I mean, he's talking about, yeah, but how do you know which one? And then Ozzy made a good point. He's like, listen, if I had $1,000, I'm going to sit there and put $100 in every single one because at the end of the day, you don't know which one is going to do well, you know?
Yeah.
You don't know which one is going to do well, but if one does, it's definitely going to be life-changing, that's for sure, you know? So, but yeah, man.
And so wait, you said you weren't really feeling Aphelion, right?
I mean, I gotta look through the white paper again. I have to sit there and actually read it, and I gotta do more research on it. But I don't know, man. It's like besides,
it's currently in pre-ICO right now. Pre-sale's going on right now. The ICO is going to be in about 2-3 weeks.
Listen, besides all these, you know, I can't even, the last ICO, I wasn't even into all this. And I don't know what the heck brought me back into the ICOs thing. Because I'm literally, like, I've jumped in the water big time with all of them. And I think it was the recent rise with it was definitely the recent rise with Regal Coin, you know, and then that's when Oz started tuning in, and then he started feeding us stuff, and then that's when I started doing more research, and I was like, all right, now I'm like kind of back in the game with the ICOs. But there was a while there, maybe for like a good year, where I just didn't, I didn't even look at ICOs at all, man, and I think that could have been a bad move on my part. But it's just like so. It's a lot. There's a lot to research. That's number one, and number two, you got to be able to pick. I mean, listen. You know, I get impatient. I sit there and I'm like, I want things to go up quick, bro. You know, you want things. You're waiting a year, year and a half, 2 years, and things are still sitting around at a few bucks. You know, and you want that Regal Coin success. Anybody does. You know, you want the thing within a month to go from $1 to $100. Why not? You know, but it's just like it's so hard picking those winners.
It's going to be a Neo token, which Neo used to be, what's the name? Ant something, right? Ant Farm.
Ant Shares,
yeah.
Which I think Neo changed the name of Ant Shares because of. Yeah. The name itself, Ant Shares, you know, which, you know, it's not a good look when once you start talking shares and all that stuff,
yeah,
as far
yeah.
as, you know, these exchange commissions and all that.
Neo supports fast development and deployment of smart contracts and projects as it enables developers to build on programming languages already familiar with them. We provide various advanced languages in the form of compiler, says Dahang Fei. The founder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's another one too, man. It's like I get, I don't even know how to say it, man. It's just like you get angry, man. You get pissed off when you sit there and you're in these good projects that what you think is good, and then everything else around it is jumping up, you know, 10, 20x, and yeah, yours is up a few, but not as much as these other ones, you know. It's just like
You just gotta look at it as a full-time job. That's it. You know, get to a point where you have enough under your belt to just make the income that you would at a normal job. That's what it comes down to.
Yep,
You
that's
know, and
right.
you literally become a trader, like you're trading all day.
Yeah, I wouldn't even, honestly, at this point, I
Going on
wouldn't.
asset mines. He said, "All right, you guys are back. Awesome."
Thanks,
Has
bro. Thank you.
ICO ever been this crazy? Oz wants to know.
Have ICOs been this crazy? I
This
gotta
is
tell
just
you.
like a new, like, right? This is just
I tell
recent
you,
compared to.
I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this. This past year, right? ICOs have blown up, right? ICOs have gone crazy this past year, right? 2017, 2016, somewhat. But I'm going to say right now, with these lending platforms, to me, this is the craziest it's been, man, honestly. I mean, you're looking at, look at Gold Rewards, bro. Gold Rewards, I think they might even have sold all of their tokens for the first phase already.
I think they did, yeah.
As
I'm gonna
of right
check right
now.
now just to be sure.
Dude,
Asset
that's
Mind said we've got to
insane.
find what ICOs. We may know from fact or we may know from trial and error. I believe that just like the dot-com bubble burst, I believe the next dot-com bubble burst will be the ICO bubble burst. SEC is watching ICOs like a hawk right now.
Exactly. Yeah, he's in. Yep.
And they're probably watching
He's.
us after that shit that just happened.
Listen, bro.
They're
You
listening
never
to us
know,
right now.
man. Weird things happen, man. Weird things happen, bro. You know, and we were just literally we were just talking about BitClave. We were talking about BitClave when we got shut down. You know. So I don't know, man. I don't know, but yeah. Listen, they're saying that it's gonna burst, right? That's what they're saying.
Bill
It's
bought more gold reward today. So I
oh, he
guess there
did.
is that. Yeah, so the first round must still be on. Asset Mind says, as I mentioned, these lending platforms are the next best thing to Bitcoin. Yeah, he was right. Hold on, I'm going to
Yeah,
check gold reward
it's
right now
true.
to see.
And like I was mentioning before, guys, and again, thanks for bearing with us in that hiccup before, but I mentioned Connor Kenny, and he yeah, man, what he was talking about with BitConnect and why that model works in relation to Bitcoin, it's amazing, man. His breakdown on that is it's pretty spot on as far as I could tell. You know?
Asset Mind
But
said, so the ones that will stay will be the viable ones.
Yeah. But Gold Reward, yeah, Gold Reward. Can you tell now? You have to go into your back office though. Go to the back office and see.
Yeah.
Because the last I looked yesterday, I think you said 800 something thousand, and then when I went a few hours after, but right before I went to bed, it was like already like 1 point something million that they had already sold.
And they were going to be doing I think it was going to be going up to 4.5 mil, right? I'm pretty sure that that was supposed to go
Yeah,
up to four and a half
or
mil.
2.5 mil, I think, for this phase.
No, it
I
can't
think it might
because
have been
right now
two.
they're at 3,645,539.
Wow. Okay,
Yeah,
so
so I
maybe
think
four
it
and a
is
half.
four. Maybe no, maybe it's four
It
because
doesn't say it
look how
there when you
much.
scroll down. Go to the back office. It should say it there. Phase one, phase two, phase three.
Round one orders.
See, and
No, I
that's
can't
another thing
find it anywhere.
also.
Look, I'm going to show you the screen right now.
I can barely see it. I'm on the
Yeah, but
phone right
I think
now,
you'll be able
so.
to see the chart though, at least to see. You see the
Oh,
yellow
sir.
circle?
Yeah, wow, they're almost done then.
So
Holy
there's
my
40,000,
goodness.
no, there's 404,461 available. All right, I see. I had to put the arrow over the available space.
Wow.
And yeah, so there's four, yeah, so about 400,000 still available right now. So yeah, they are
Wow.
going to 4 million then. That's what it is. I thought it was 4.5 mil for some reason,
What does it
but
say? How much have been sold in the middle there? What does it say?
3,645,539.
So yeah, so wow. See,
And that's
now
at
my whole thing
76
is
cents. So I think the next jump is going to be like 84 cents. for round two. And how many rounds are there? They're going to be three or four rounds.
I think there's three rounds. I'm not sure. But, yeah, this is another thing, too. Like, for each one, there has to be some kind of strategy, right? Like, that's what I'm trying to... That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, I still, like, I feel like I'm still clueless as what, as you know, what to do once these things really start rolling out. Like, what's going to be my strategy? You know, do I sit there? I know some people are just going to dump it as soon as it comes out, and maybe they'll sell it at the initial market price, whatever that may be. Some people are going to hold it for a month or two. Some people might hold it for a few months, longer than that. Some people will sit there and, you know, take out their earnings and just play with the rest, which is another good strategy. Or you're going to sit there and lend, you know, put money in the lending platform and do it. Like, I don't know. You have all these options. You could stake it also. I have a lot of thinking to do about all this stuff, man. What's going to be, I don't know. Maybe these guys can help me out. Like, what would you consider to be the best strategy with gold rewards and something like Electra Coin? I don't know if you guys are in Electra Coin, and even something like ETH Connect. I don't know. You know, if it jumps up, put it this way, if it jumps up to $50, I mean.
All right, let me go down the list of what everybody was saying since the last time I checked, so you hear. Oz said gold reward lending days are really long compared to the rest, but might be good for coin price as you're locked in longer. Bill said sell. Asset Mines, I have a friend that joined my referral on Glasscoin. At Glasscoin, I was done putting in on ICOs, but he got in on ETH Connect and gold rewards. And then when RegalCoin is back on track again, I told my friend that I will get in on either one of the two he thinks will be more legit.
Wow.
So there's your answer for gold rewards. So Oz says I'm lending on Electra.
Oz is lending on Electra. Okay. Yeah. Electra's that seems like the safer lending one there out of all of them.
What are they saying that it's going to jump up to gold reward to want to sell?
I think I'm not sure if they mentioned in the white paper. I've read so many white papers, but I think what they're looking for, maybe I think it was at $5 or $10 at the initial. I could be wrong, but I think it's between $5 and $10. That's what they want to be as soon as it hits the exchange.
Really?
I think it was $5. I'm not sure. Maybe $10. So all of them seem to have like this initial target price within that first exchange that they're trading on, right?
Yeah.
And then they also have goals, I think, in 3 or 6 months from there to be somewhere like $50, $100 or something crazy like that. But yeah, man, I'm kind of like taking that in right now, you know, I guess, because I'm a holder, you know. I'm holding some coins that I've been sitting out for a long time, but again, when you talk about being a bag holder, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you want to continue that, or you do something strategic, like, all right, you know, like sell when it's the right time to sell.
Yeah, you know,
which is smart, you know. It's a smart thing to do.
Hey, listen, I mean, some of the other ones that I've been looking at, I mean, I wouldn't even consider them just because of the names alone. But then again, I mean, you can't even go by just the names. I mean, you got one, no. The one that we were talking about, yesterday? I mean, I think it just went, the ICO just started yesterday for Followcoin.
Let me ask you something. What made you, like, what turned you off so much about that one?
Bill says lend on BitConnect number one, Regal number two, and that's it, period. Sell for ICO profits on all others, my strategy.
Okay. Damn.
Good to know.
Wow. That's heavy right there.
Asset Mind says honestly, the viability comes from the fact that people just want to make money.
Yeah.
Yep. But as for follow coin, I don't know, man. It just I'll be honest, I don't remember exactly what I read on it, because I mean, I technically just heard of it yesterday. Even though it started, but I don't miss the fact that we didn't catch that one ahead of time.
But
Asset
you
Mines,
remember,
go
go
ahead.
ahead. No, what did you say? Ask
Asset
what?
Mines says because the U.S. economy ain't offering income producing. That's so right. I was just talking about that earlier today. I was just talking about that earlier today, how the job market just sucks ass.
Oh, yeah.
It's
The job
crazy.
market sucks. Everybody's
We were talking
angry,
about that yesterday
depressed.
too, as a matter of fact. I was talking about it earlier today, but we spoke about that. We touched on that yesterday or the day before yesterday on the show. How the job economy just everything all around that has to do with the economy.
And it breeds this, because of that, it breeds this hate and negativity from people, bro. It's
Yeah, it does.
like it's scary, man. Just my interactions with people, and a lot of people just aren't happy, man. They're just not happy, And it's at the end of the day, everything comes back to money.
Asset Mines said many of these lending platforms are viable. Oz says Regal will drop heaps when all those coins are unlocked. A lot will sell.
That's what they that's I've heard that. I've heard that. I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen that you got, again, you got the one side saying that exactly what Oz just said, and then you have the other side saying that no, it's not like what Antonio was saying, and that
Bill said, Yep, I'll
it's
be
not gonna
buying.
happen. He'll be buying it? Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah.
Who was it that bought the Coca-Cola when I think Coca-Cola was going to like zero? Was it Warren Buffett?
I don't
It was one
remember.
of these investors that Coca-Cola, I think it was Coca-Cola back in the day, and it was going like broke or something. And this guy, everybody was selling it and this and that, and he came and he bought it up when it was nothing, and then made a killing off of it once it.
Asset Mines says, I think that all these lending coin programs will reach an equilibrium with the demand. Yeah. I said, I was
Yeah,
saying,
there's
I
a
was
hell of
seeing
a demand
something
out
similar to
there.
that. But I was saying that, I mean, you got so many of them. I mean, there's so many coming out, man. I kind of don't want
It's
it to
literally left.
continuously.
It's literally
Bill
left and
says,
right.
Regal Coin, 1 billion market cap. That's
Wow,
in December,
jeez.
I think at least. Yeah, so many of these things coming out. It's just,
Yeah, you just
I
gotta be
hope
careful.
that.
You gotta know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You gotta know the risk, right? Know the risk, like I mentioned in my video, in the vlog. You gotta know the risk and be comfortable with whatever you choose, man. Because you gotta be comfortable. And again, I keep talking about. I gotta finish watching it. I keep talking about the interview with these guys. And what was the one thing that Antonio said? He said it, which I love what Antonio said. He's like, listen, he's like, you put your money, put them in these platforms, and what do you say? And you say bye bye. He's like, you put your money in these platforms, boom, 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 and you say goodbye to that money. And at the end of the day, he's right, man. You put your money there, and you kind of have to separate yourself from that and just initially, just psychologically, just say, listen, it's a
You
loss.
go in, you
Forget
go
about
in,
it.
you go in hoping for the best, but you prepare for the worst, basically.
Yeah,
So that way, if
exactly.
you end up losing the money, it's just, you just keep it moving. Just don't fucking put all your money into it.
And going back to Follow Coin, remember I mentioned that rapper, Nipsey Hussle, a few weeks ago,
Yeah.
that this guy from my job was telling me about. He's like, oh, this guy's talking about this
Yeah,
coin.
yeah,
Well,
yeah.
that's the one that Nipsey Hussle was talking about. He was talking about
Follow
Follow
coin?
Coin. Yeah,
Really?
that's the one that he, yeah, him and DJ Khaled are, I guess they're behind that project. And what Follow Coin is, I don't know if you read into it too much, but it's gonna be like a
Was Warren
social.
Buffett, by the way, for Coca-Cola. Asset Mines just confirmed.
Oh, it was? Okay, yep,
Yeah.
look at that. But
I didn't
yeah,
realize that
with
Nipsey
Follow
Hussle
Coin,
was
these
on it.
guys,
I only reason why I even looked into it
yeah,
was because I
and DJ
saw some.
Khaled,
Yeah,
DJ Khaled.
that's what it was. I saw somewhere where him and a few other guys, they were holding up shirts that said Follow Coin. So that's what made me look into it, because I hadn't heard of it. You
Well, the
know what
thing
I
that's
mean?
cool about it the thing that I like about it is, say you're an investor, you, right? So Ruben is an investor and you've been investing for years. You have your resume, your trades, everything. You've become a rich person. And I come in as a newbie, right? And I want to do the trades that you do, right? In crypto, right? So I want to mimic your trades. I want to do exactly what you do. So with that platform's, from what I understand it to be, it allows newbies to sit there and follow these people, these investors, these big investors, and any moves that they do, you can mimic their exact moves, you know, and you can interact with them, and you know, and pretty much, you know, you could. So instead of not knowing what you're doing in trading, you can set, I guess, in the app itself or in the program. You can do the exact trades that these guys do at the times they do them, when they sell. You can do everything that they do. And this way, you know, you have more of a chance to do better than if you were to just do it by yourself and you're a complete noob.
Yeah.
You know, so it's cool. It's a cool concept, you know, but I think there's like a billion coins, a billion tokens. I don't know. Everything, like I said, man, everything is just 97-98% of the stuff out there right now is just an idea. You know, it's an idea, it's a concept, and you know, I mean, what if you think about it, let's talk about
I think programs. A lot of the developers of these programs are in just as in much hopes as we are as investors.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? They're just like sitting there saying, listen, let's paint this picture, and if it sticks, let's throw shit on the wall and see if it sticks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, that's why it's rough, man. Is it in the pressure? Think about the pressure, you know, the amount of pressure. I was watching.
Says I went from $156 in Regal coin to 10,000. However, the platform is still locked for me, but I'm ready to lend once it opens up. If anyone is in Regal coin wants the most up to date on Regal coin. Follow Shinoyoku Japino. Asset Mines. Just a heads up, too, just so you know, Bill Bullock, that is in the chat, he actually just joined the CoinScoop crew yesterday.
Yes.
And he actually he's heavy into Regal coin. I saw a lot of the videos last night.
I'm pretty
I heard them, you could say. But
I'm pretty sure he's following Bill. I'm pretty sure he's watching Bill.
All right, yeah.
Anybody, if you
not
check Regal coin.
I subscribed to him last night from both my personal and the CoinScoop channel. But check him out. He also has a lot of intel on Regal coin as well, so you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you're a Regal coin, and to me, I mean, from what I see, if you don't know about Bill, then that's, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Regal coin, all his stuff is on Regal coin, you know. He's content.
Yeah.
He's providing content, quality content on Regal. Updates, everything, you know.
Yeah.
He's helping out the platform a lot as far as I'm concerned, you know, which is great.
Definitely.
You know, but maybe I got to see, man, because with the profits that I'm getting off Regal, maybe I got to take it out. I got to put it under one of these. I got to put it under one of them because, you know, like I said before, when I signed up, I didn't, like an idiot, I just went in there and just registered. I didn't go in under anybody. I kind of shot myself in the foot by doing that, you know.
Asset Mind says, yo, check this out. Warren Buffett knowledge we can apply to cryptocurrency, even though we've been hearing on the news that he thinks Bitcoin is a bubble. Warren Buffett has admitted in the past that he doesn't invest in what he doesn't understand, which is technology.
There you go.
Yeah, no, I think I mentioned that yesterday too, right? That he has, which was a little surprising to me because he was kind of like up there with Bill Gates and Mark Cuban. Like he was going for it.
I don't know if it's safe to say right now, right? Because there's so many people, right? I get people at work that in the past few months have been like, oh, they hear about Bitcoin. They know that I get excited and I start telling them about it. And the stuff that I'm telling them, it's like Bro, they look at me like I'm like speaking a different language, like I'm speaking Japanese. Like, what? Listen, I just want to buy some Bitcoin, you know? And I think most people, a good majority, especially like now, there's so many people in the space now. I think, yeah, I would hope it's safe to say that, and it's real. This is real talk that I don't think people fully understand how the technology works, right? But at the same time, do people have to really understand the the technology behind? Listen, we sit here and we use the internet every day, right? But do we know how a website actually works? Okay, when it goes from here to a server and then back to a host and all this stuff. I mean, we use our cell phones. Do we know how the underlying? No, we just sit there, send a text, send a message, whatever. Boom, use the internet, go to www dot. Boom. So,
Check
yeah,
this
man,
out.
it's.
Bill says, follow coin. I've had some people dig into it and do research on it. They are telling me to stay away from it. The team and platform were rated poorly by Lester Lim. They basically went off the idea from TradeView, which is a working platform by experienced traders who are rated. This could also potentially lead to pump and dump groups that already exist as well. I, however, find it interesting, but from an investment standpoint, guess he's writing more. Yeah, but you see something, yeah,
Unbelievable.
something
You
about
know what's
that one
funny?
didn't,
You know what's funny? Because I when I saw it, I wasn't. I'm saying I'm like, I'm not gonna sit there. And then yesterday, you were like, because you had mentioned it to me. But then on the show, you were like, yeah, you're like, we're gonna talk about this a little bit. You're like, yeah, but fuck that. I don't want to talk about that Filecoin shit. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, all right, good, because I don't know, man. I didn't like. It just doesn't. I mean, listen, the idea is cool. I think the idea is cool, right? The concept of it, but I mean, I don't know, man. I think a lot of these, I mean, they're trying to put DJ Khaled behind it and Nipsey Hussle, so you know, and
Which,
honestly, you know, a lot of
listen, I'm
these
not trying to say
dudes.
anything. I'm not trying to come off a certain way, but when you put a rapper behind something as opposed to an actual investor, I would lean more towards the investor. Asset Mind said, "Cool, man. I will follow Bill." Bill says, "I don't think I can make an investment though. The coin itself does not have much use cases. Nobody on the team has a solid financial or data background."
Jeez. I see,
I'd
boom.
say it's a good ICO flip dump short term due to their good marketing. All
Wow.
right.
See, I told you, bro, Bill. Bill knows his shit, man. That's awesome. That
I had that. I don't
right
know. I had
there is
that
just
feeling
like.
about it too when I was just looking into it yesterday. That's why yesterday I said, at first I wanted to talk about it, but then I was like, "What?" I mean, as far as anybody needs to know, it's shit. We'll talk about we'll use the time wisely and talk about things that'll make everybody money, not fucking, We'll talk briefly about things. You know what I mean? We'll talk briefly about things and
But you know what's funny is that when I heard about the Props Project and I looked into that, I was like immediately, bro. I was like, all right, this is cool, man. Like, I haven't seen an ICO. I haven't seen something like this in a long time, bro. Like, I got like excited again about, crypto, about ICO, so a new project. It's like, all right, cool. This I could deal with. This I could work with, But there's so many, man. It's just like, it's a lot, man. It's a lot. Just gotta be picky, choosy, smart moves.
Well, I think that's it for us tonight, gentlemen.
Yes.
Definitely thanks for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow we're probably going to be on for a little longer because tomorrow we're going to have a few things to talk about. I just added
Yeah,
something to the
thanks.
list today. Definitely thanks for the input, guys.
Yeah, guys,
Asset
thanks for
Mines, definitely check Bill out. He definitely will give you a lot of good intel on Regal Coin. Bill says to check out Spank Chain ICO also.
Oh, yeah, I heard
All right.
about
Perfect.
that.
I mean,
I
yeah,
heard
that
about that
sounds funny, but we'll
spank.
definitely rip that one up tomorrow. That's for
I heard
sure.
about that one. That's so funny. Spank chain. Oh, man.
All right, so yeah, guys, definitely
Yeah,
it's been
guys,
a pleasure.
thanks
Thanks
for
for
joining
joining
us.
us. And like I said, sorry for the hiccup earlier, but tomorrow that will not be happening again, gentlemen.
Yes,
Have a good
sir.
evening, guys,
Thanks,
and
guys.
we'll see you tomorrow.
Peace, guys.